This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. China's National Health Commission says the death toll from the coronavirus outbreak has risen by 143 to 1,523. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization expressed concern about the increasing number of health workers getting infected.
If both sides succeed in reducing violence, there will soon follow broad...
Executive Director of WHO Health Emergencies, Michael Ryan, says it is not unusual for health workers to become infected during disease outbreaks. He says the WHO and China are exploring the time period in which the infections have occurred.
Our understanding is that the cases amongst health workers peaked in the third and fourth week of January, and there's been a rapid fall off in the number of cases that have occurred in health workers in the last 2 weeks. This may reflect increased levels of training, increased levels of protection, and also increased levels of awareness.
The WHO says a joint mission with China on COVID-19 is moving forward. It says 12 international and WHO experts will arrive in China in the next few days. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. President Trump says that he has the legal right to intervene in criminal cases after his Attorney General, William Barr, criticized him for tweeting about Justice Department cases. Mr. Trump's Friday morning tweet came shortly after Barr said in an interview with ABC News that about the Justice Department, that its people and its cases should be off limits for the president. And his response, Mr. Trump quoted Barr's words and said that this doesn't mean that I do not have, as president, the legal right to do so. I do, but I have so far chosen not to. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Again, China's health commission saying that the death toll from the coronavirus outbreak has risen by 143. And there is a deal in the works for peace in the Middle East.
If both sides succeed in reducing violence, there will soon follow broad negotiations to set the roadmap for the country's political future. Afghan officials welcomed the negotiated proposal.
There is hope. We can't say everything is going to be solved. The level of war and violence must decrease to pave the way for a comprehensive ceasefire, inter-Afghan talks, and peace among Afghans.
Even if both sides can dramatically reduce violence, many Afghans remain concerned about sustaining hard-earned successes after the U.S. withdrawal. Ardita Dunelari, VOA News, Washington.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says that he accepts that the social media giant may have to pay more taxes. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Facebook CEO is expected to tell the Munich Security Conference on Saturday he's backing plans for digital tax reform on a global scale proposed by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. According to an excerpt of his speech provided in advance, Zuckerberg will say, "I understand that there's frustration about how tech companies are taxed in Europe. The OECD plan would require digital and internet companies, including social media platforms, to pay more tax in countries where they have significant consumer-facing activities and generate profits." Charles de Ledesma, London.
A federal grand jury has convicted attorney Michael Avenatti, who once represented adult film star Stormy Daniels in a lawsuit against President Trump, of trying to extort money from sportswear giant Nike. We get more from AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Avenatti glared at jurors as the verdict was announced and shook hands with his lawyers before being led back to his cell. Prosecutors say the lawyer threatened to use his media access to hurt Nike's reputation and stock price unless the apparel company paid him up to $25 million. Defense attorney Scott Srebnick says Avenatti will appeal.
He's disappointed, but he's a fighter.
Avenatti became famous representing porn star Stormy Daniels in lawsuits against President Trump. He still faces an April trial on charges that he defrauded Daniels of hundreds of thousands of dollars of book proceeds, and has a trial coming up in Los Angeles in May on charges that he defrauded clients and failed to pay taxes. I'm Jennifer King.
And you can find more at voanews.com. And again, that is voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.